build this house. Let your love fill this house. Let the fragrance of your sweet, fresh anointing fill these temples. Remove all fear and doubt so your glory can fill this house. Let your glory fill this house. Let your glory fill this house. Let the fragrance of your sweet, fresh anointing fill these temples. Remove all fear and doubt so your glory can fill this house. Let your power fill this house. Let your power fill this house. Let the fragrance of your sweet, fresh anointing fill these temples. Remove all fear and doubt so your power can fill this house. Let your healing fill this house. Let your healing fill this house. Let the fragrance of your sweet, fresh anointing fill these temples. Remove all fear and doubt so your healing can fill this house. Let your love fill this house. Let your love fill this house. Let the fragrance of your sweet, fresh anointing fill these temples. Remove all fear and doubt so your love can fill this house. Come in this house. Come in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. Come in this house. Come in this house. Come in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. Come in this house. Come in this house. Come in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. Come in this house. There is peace in this house. Peace in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. There's peace in this house. There is grace in this house. Grace in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. Come in this house. There's deliverance in this house. Deliverance in this house. Jesus, you are welcome. Jesus, you are welcome. Jesus, you are welcome. Jesus, you are welcome. come. Jesus, you are welcome to come in this house. Holy Spirit, we welcome you today to fall fresh on us. Saturate us with your love, with your joy, with your grace, God. We thank you that we are healed and that we are whole and that we are delivered in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. There's a sweet anointing in this sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in the sanctuary, God is here. Lift your hands and say, there is a sweet anointing in this sanctuary, this telecommunication sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. No matter what state or city you're in, come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in this sanctuary, God is here. He's here. God is here. Oh, he's here. God is here. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. All glory and honor and praise belong to you. Lord, I will live. Mine eyes to the hills, knowing my help is coming from you. Your peace you give me in time of a storm. You are the source of my strength. You are the strength of my life. I lift my hands in total praise to you. You are the source of our strength. You are the strength of our life. We lift our hands in total praise to you. Amen. Amen. Oh, take it away.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of God. We lift our hands in total praise to you, Lord. We magnify you. We love up on you. We decree and declare that you are our God Almighty. We know that without you, God, there is nothing that we can do, but with you, all things are possible. Have your way. Get your glory in this house this morning. Oh, God, as we have gathered here in this telecommunication sanctuary, we do so casting our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from you. God, we come thanking you because as we come into this sanctuary, we recognize the presence of your sweet Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way in here, Lord Jesus, our big brother. Walk through our homes this morning. Hallelujah. And let us know that you are on the scene. Have your way. Have your way is our prayer today. We love you, we thank you, and we magnify your holy name. Somebody ought to put your holy hands together, give God a hand clap, and tell him thank you. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for shaking me, Lord, and letting me know that, oh, blood is running warm in my veins. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. The alarm clock didn't wake them up. They didn't hear it, Lord. It didn't make a difference. Hey, glory be to God. But I thank you, God, that you've given us all another day, another chance. Hallelujah. You've given us chance after chance after chance. So we worship you and acknowledge that you are the master of this call. And we want you, God, to be glorified in everything we do. And every heart say amen, amen, amen. In the name of Jesus, we have gathered here this morning to give God some glory. Somebody loose yourself this morning out of your sleeping clothes and shake yourself and say, God, I thank you that I'm alive. I'm here, and I'm well. I thank you, God. Hey, I may not be moving and shaking it like I used to and want to, but I thank you that I can shake my head. I can open my mouth. My eyes are fluttering and hallelujah, I'm clapping my hands and popping my fingers. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am Dr. Pecola Roberts. I'm located right here in Woodbridge, Virginia, and I'm here giving God the glory with you this morning. Woo, bless the name of Jesus. I tell you all one thing for sure. I don't like the devil. He doesn't like me, and I don't like him. Oh, he has one purpose, and that is to come steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to kill me, but I want you to know and serve notice to you this morning. He wants to kill you as well. But we have so much to live for. We have purpose and plan in our lives. And so, God, bless us as we come together this morning. Thank God for Minister Willa as she greeted us so elegantly this morning. Thank you, my sweetheart. I thank God for our Tiffany Lauderdale out there in that California town. It's still dark, I understand, out there, but you get up faithfully to come. This morning, you all, I want to press on. I got to press in today because we are on our 29th day of the 40-day fast. Tell the Lord thank you, somebody. Wave your hands and tell him thank you. I'm feeling you over here. This is the seventh day of November, the month before the ending of this 2022. Somebody say, I'm pressing on. Yes. And then tomorrow is the 8th day of November, our election day. Yes. I've been told that we have had the greatest voter turnout that we have seen down there in that Atlanta, Georgia area. But all of the other areas, I want you to know you need to press today and tomorrow and get folk out to voting. On the 11th of November, I'm just going through this week because you see, I'm looking at the mountain. I'm looking at the good things of this week. The 11th of November is Veterans Day. I happen to be one of those, served 25 years in the military, absolutely loved it, had so many wonderful attachments and so many wonderful wonderful places God allowed me to go and people to love up on me and I love back on them. How do I feel this morning? How do I feel? Oh, it doesn't matter what I feel in my body, in my spirit, in my emotions, but down in my sanctified spiritual toes, I'm feeling really good. Get in your Bibles, you guys. We only have a few moments. We're going to go in here and going to work on the third part of after this. We are still in this fast. We started out doing our 10-day quarterly fast, but after this, God called us to a 21-day, and after that, God called us to a 40-day fast. And while we are in the midst of this, God says, preach on after this. Yes, we went over to 2 Chronicles 20th chapter. Ooh, Lord, let me slow it down just a little bit. I tell you one thing for sure. If you knew where I was sitting this morning and what I went through last night, you would say, good God, how are you preaching this morning? I'm preaching because God has given me a word for his children. He gave me a word for me first. Hey, show. Yes, yes, yes. And one for you after this. After this. This story is about Jehoshaphat and the enemy surrounding him and all of the ites, you know, had come out and mosquito bites too to get him. Yes, and the Moabites, the Ammonites, and the Mennonites, and you will see all of those ites and nights up there in the beginning of the 20th chapter. And I've already talked to you about the fear that comes when Satan comes. And you know, it's okay to be Mississippi scared, but I want you to know what to do after you get scared, because God, faith and fear cannot operate in the same space. Come on and work with me, somebody. Yes, I'm operating in faith this morning. Yes, 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 I am. Faith and believing and knowing that the word of God is true. And then I talked to you about the prayer after Jehoshaphat, and I want you to go over there and read that prayer. And today, you guys, I want to start with the 13th verse because I want you to see what happens as we pray and God answers. When you talk, shut up and see what God's going to say next. Don't just keep talking. Talk and then listen. Hey, all of Judah was standing before the Lord with their dependence. I look at that word all. This is the 13th verse. Hallelujah. Their wives and their children. And in the middle of the congregation, the Spirit of the Lord came on Jahaziel. Well, listen, you guys. The Spirit of the Lord is seen throughout the Bible. Somebody would make you believe that the Spirit of the Lord didn't show up until the New Testament, but I'm here to let you know, here it is right here in Second Chronicles, this 20th chapter in the 13th verse. Here the Spirit came up on a man by the name of Jahaziel, and guess what, you all? We had never heard of this man before, and because we hadn't heard of him before, you need to look at the introduction of him. It took about four generations to help us understand who it was. You know how we say, now that was Aunt Adley's son's daughter over there. Don't you all remember Brittany? Yeah, that's who that is. Well, this is how they introduced Jahaziel to us. And the thing is not who he was, but what he did. And it's recorded here that he stood up in the congregation. Somebody that we don't know anything and hadn't heard of before stood up. He said, I have a word from the Lord. My prayer is that during this fast, we will have somebody stand up and say, I have a word from the Lord. Why? Because I stayed in his presence long enough to know the voice of God. I want us to know that our reason for fasting is so that we can get clarity on hearing the word of God. Somebody ought to say, she's walking down my lane. I'm here to tell you that the word of God should come from an unusual person doing an unusual thing for God, like standing up in the midst of that congregation and just speaking out. And this is what he said: hear me clearly, hear me, because I am speaking from God. And when God Almighty speaks to you, all you will taste and see God of this universe in a personal, real way. You are going to hear God in a way that you don't care what nobody say. You know what you know, that what you are speaking is from God, and everybody needs to listen. That's what I'm praying that we will receive on this 40-day fast. I want us to hunger and thirst after God and his righteousness as never before. Now listen at what the man of God says as he stand up. He said, listen up, everybody. The Lord says, do not be afraid. Don't be Mississippi scared. Don't be discouraged because of this vast number that is surrounding us. For the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Come on, damn, Minister Tiffany, you need to tune that up. Don't fall out, Pecola, because of this slap, because of the blows and the sucker punches. You don't see the whole picture. You don't truly understand. I love what Minister Willa preached a few years ago. I still remember it. She says, from where you are standing, the parade is passing by, but you can't see the entire parade standing at the front of the parade or standing at the in the middle of the parade or in the end of the parade and thinking that's all that you are going to see, because you got to understand it's more coming your way. And in verse 17, verse 17, he says, you will not have to fight in this battle. Position yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. Good God of mercy. Somebody is saying, that's me. That's me. I'm glad you're telling me. I need to stop going in circles. I made a call last night around 11. Oh, I don't know what time it was. It was late. And I said, I need to get a flight up out of here. I got to fly out tonight. And she said, no, you didn't know who you were calling, didn't you? No, you ain't going nowhere tonight. You're going to bed. We'll get you a flight tomorrow, but we ain't going to get you no flight tonight. I don't know what time it was. But I had to bring myself to myself, had to bring my senses to my senses and understand. You got to understand that the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. And sometimes he calls us to just stand still and watch me do this thing for you. So he goes on in that scripture to say, do not be afraid. Don't be scared. And do not be dismayed. Consternation and distress must be faced head on and cast out in the name of Jesus. After this, after Jehaziel gave his word, then King Jehoshaphat stands up in verse 20. And look at what he says, you guys. It's so good. It's good. Oh, I know. You all go back and get the other two verses. You need to get all of it, but I got to run on through it real quick. Oh, Lord. In the morning, they got up early in the morning, and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. As they were about to go out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, Judah, and you, inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe. Somebody say believe. Believe in his prophets. Come on here, Dr. Vanessa, the glue that holds this thing together. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed. In the 21st verse, he says, then he consulted with the people and appointed some to sing for the Lord and some to praise the splendor of his holiness. When they went out in front of the armed forces, they kept singing, give thanks to the Lord, for his faithful love endures forever. Give thanks unto the Lord, he told them. And they just kept singing. They just kept singing, and they just kept praising God. So the third point here, after you realize that the enemy is crazy and he doesn't like him, and you pray about the situation, I want you to get up and start praying. Oh, forgot that word that came in there from that man of God. Because some God is going to send you a word to let you know for real. That word's got to come in there. And then the praise came. Yes, yes, yes. And when that praise comes, I learned something doing this as I've been fasting. We got to know that we do not fight with weapons of this world. It is with our praise. It is with the praise and the singing that falls out of our lips as we find ourselves in the middle of the fight. God is calling us to engage in the battle, not with carnality, not with carnal warfare, but with our holy attire, which is our righteousness of Christ Jesus. And as sons and daughters of God who would truly understand that all, say that word, all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. I said all things. That means sick days and well days. All things. That means living days and dead days. That means up days and down days. That means happy days and sad days. That means tears of joy and tears of sadness. That means broke days, bit days, and highly prosperity days. That means all things work together. Good children, wayward children, all things work together. Hey, glory be to God. All things, somebody help me say all things. I got to work it just a little bit. All things work together for our good, work together for your good, Pecola Roberts, because you are called according. You are called. You love him. You seek to praise him. You wear the attire of righteousness because you've accepted Jesus Christ as your big brother in your life. In all things, come on somebody, work with me, all things. Let's have church up in here as we slap the devil upside of his head this morning. Let him know that he has no right up in here. He has nothing he cannot. He's got to bring back everything that he has taken and stolen seven times over. I'm stepping into the midst of the storms of my life, opening my mouth and saying, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the name of God who gives me life today to open my mouth and praise him. What I realize is that when you and I proclaim God's praises, guess what happens? God notices. Look here in the next verse. When they began to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon, Moab, and all of those ites. He set an ambush as the singers went forth. Do you hear what I'm saying? Somebody said, what you talking about? It's right here in the Word. The moment they began their shouts and praises, the Lord set an ambush against the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the inhabitants of Mount Seir, all of those sites, yeah, going down to the 24th verse. And when after then, after that, after this, when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked for the large army, but there were only corpses lying on the ground. Nobody had escaped. Do you hear what I'm saying? And then they went in there, and they found among them an abundance of goods on the bodies and valuable items. And so they just went in, and they just had a field day assembling all that God had placed at their feet. Why? Because they opened their mouths, and they praised God. After Jehoshaphat proclaimed a fast, sisters and brothers, come on up in here and walk with me this morning. After the men and women of God threw up their hands and said, yes, we are going to fast just like you say, Jehoshaphat. We may not be kings wearing the crown of Jehoshaphat, but we are sons and daughters of God. We are kings and queens in our own right. Who deserve, do you hear me when I say, we deserve to know the power that is in our mouth. Each and every day we have someone come to the front of this call, open their mouths to sing praises and hallelujah, songs are to God. But throughout the day, you say, Dr. Cola, I don't have that kind of voice. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye. God knew that all of us didn't have melodious voices like Tiffany and Sharon and oh, Lord, Dr. Vanessa can sing those old hymns that make your toes just curl up. Brenda Terrell, Minister Brenda Terrell, Queen, Mississippi Queen can just sing, and you can just feel her. That young Kyla, bless her heart. I just love her. Kayla, I thank God that she comes on Wednesday and have been faithful doing that. But God knows, we want you to know that when you leave us, just like we are telling you when you leave TMC, don't just take the word that we give you. Go and read it for yourself. Know on it throughout the day. Now I'm telling you, if you can't sing, we have all of this technology. Put some songs on. Let some music play in your house. Put some praises on so that something can get down in your spirit, and it will cause you to become engaged in the battle. Hallelujah. With the praises that's dropping off your lips. If you, I heard a sister, a cousin of Sister Cynthia Cox, In the hospital, y'all put some music on and put some healing scriptures on. Put something that she can listen. Turn that TV off and put something on that's going to build up the spirits of those, our loved ones, who are in the hospitals and sick on their beds. I know it. I know it. I got you, Dr. V. I promise you I'm not going to run over today. But let me just say this. After we engage ourselves by opening our mouths, proclaiming, God, you are the victor. You are my protector. You are my shield. And we will not forfeit what you have given us, God. You have given us promises, and we've come out to claim them. We will not operate in fear and failure. Because why? Come on, Prophet Kai, speak it. Jeremiah 29:11 said it. Yeah, God planned. God has plans for you. God has plans for your well-being, not for disaster and harm, but to give you a future and a hope. God has plans for you. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Let it be through our praises that we realize that the battle is already won. Yes, let it be through our praises that even though we have been knocked upside our head, hallelujah, by the cares of this life, it's all right. We still are victorious. God says, he said it. He said it to me. He says, I'm going to fight for you. I got your back. When the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, know that Daddy God will always be in the fight for you, and I'll always be here to fight for you. I love you, TMC family, as we continue on this fast day 28 and leaning into 29 and looking to the end of this thing and knowing without a shadow of a doubt that as we go, God is going to give us the strength to do what needs to be done, and he's going to give you a word. So listen up for it as you seek to be in his presence. Would you please come, Minister Simone, and give us our, glory be to God, come and give us our prayer today, okay? You're going to have to unmute because I don't hear anything. Thank you, God. Hostess?
Oh, here we go. Hello, hello, hello. Again, I thought I was unmuted, but I guess I was not. Powerful message there, Dr. Pakola, this morning. That was very, very powerful. I caught a little piece of it. We are sons and daughters of God, kings and queens of God. And also Jeremiah 29 and verse 11, that powerful chapter there. Let us pray over our prayer requests. Dear Lord, thank you for a new day and week ahead that is full of promises and possibilities. Help us to overcome any self-defeating thoughts and habits. When we are tempted to say, I can't, help us to remember that we can do all things through you. Please give us strength and energy for all that lies ahead, and may we glorify you in all we say and do. Father God, fill back up Dr. Pakola as she just emptied out on us there, Lord. I ask for your divine intervention in her life, as well as Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, as well as the rest of our TNC family there, Lord. Watch over their extended family members, all of us there, Lord, as we take on this day, this week, and for the rest of our lives until you say our time has come there, Father. I ask all these mercies and more in your name's sake, I pray. Amen and amen. To hear a playback of this message, you can dial 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Again, that number is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The morning motivational call is 667-770-1525. And the PIN number is 294-697-POUND. Again, that number is 294-617-POUND, and the phone number is 667-770-1525. Guys, I'm trying to find who was our psalmist this morning. I believe our psalmist was Minister Tiffany this morning. I'm giving her a doctor's thing here this morning. And I cannot, our psalmist was Minister Tiffany, and our the person that welcomed us in this morning is Minister Willa, and as well Dr. Pakola that gave us the word this morning. Dr. Pakola, could you come back in, please, and give us the benediction?
Thank you so much, our Canadian Minister Simone. God bless you, bless you, bless you. As you leave this place today, my dear friend, leave knowing that the presence of our God Almighty is awaiting for you to just acknowledge his presence, hear his instructions as you go through the day. Now, Lord, we thank you for your word today, because after this, you always have a good that. We are so, so thankful for all that you are doing with and through us. We thank you and we praise you, Holy God, for how you have kept us and rocked us steady in the midst of our situations. We thank you for Minister Brenda, who is going to be speaking today on our MMC call, and ask that you bless her as only you can, and that your anointing be up on her, because she is such a powerful woman of God. Now, may your grace, your mercy abide with us throughout this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Holy God. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, let me give you that number, because you're going to want to hear Minister Brenda Terrell. That girl is a preaching machine. The number there is 667-770-1525. Again, 667-770-1525. And the PIN number is 294617. Again, 294617. See you over there. God bless. Bye-bye.